business futurist Morris Beslowski from businessfuturist.com. Morris, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Good to have you back on board again. Now, first up, Morris, how on earth do you go about predicting next year's food trends?
Well, we actually do that some time ago. So what we're looking at is what may be for next year. And the way we do that is to really understand what people are thinking, what's going around in their head, and what's important to them at some point. That's probably about 18 to 24 months ago, strangely enough, to move forward. Because it takes a while for the wheels to move. It's not as if it's an organized piece. It's really collective cultural thinking on the move. It absolutely is. In fact, it is ruling the world. The estimate is that about 2.5 billion people each day eat street food. And when you think of the Asian region alone, that accounts for many of those people who it's quite ordinary to go out and do what's called grazing. They'll buy little meals, little bits and pieces throughout the day. Every couple of hours they go past a street vendor. And throughout the States, it's very, very popular now throughout Europe as well. We're starting to in a big way. We have lots of vendors that now travel the streets of Australia. They go in their carts, often they'll tweet or they'll use social media to tell you where they are. And that's been a phenomenon of only a couple of years. And they're doing tremendous business. And yes, increasingly we like that kind of food, something that's a bit different, a bit quirky, not necessarily given to us in the same way.
I understand there's a trend called glocal, or is it glocal or glocal? Is that street food or is it something else?
It's glocal, and these are all parts of next year's trends. So what we're looking at really is the culmination of what we've been through over the past few years, which is tough times. And tough times means that we had to be a bit more careful about what we were eating because we had less money and we weren't going to be frivolous with it. And we began to think about what made us feel happy. And that's a general response to what happens when times are tough. We go back to looking at what was it that we used to love to do. And these trends that we're about to talk about really come out of that mindset of a period when things weren't great, went back to that romantic period of things being really well. And glocal is the first of them, which is a combination of global and local.
It is.
It's really food nostalgia that we're going to see for the next year, 18 months. So global and local is taking something that might be on the global scene, like a hamburger, for instance, which again is really trendy now, but giving it an Australian spin, maybe using some myrtle or some spices or kangaroo or something that's very, very Australian to give it that spin that makes it very, very regional. And lots of that coming out now.
Sounds good. Okay, that's trend one. Trend two is healthy. I guess that's no surprise.
No, it isn't, but it's good to see that it's continuing on as a trend. Very, very much pushing into health and wellness. We're seeing a lot of food that's being offered to us through takeaway, through restaurants and other things, as really doing away with the sauces and the fancy things that we might like at other times, and really just concentrating on really good ingredients that keep us healthy and well for far longer. So I expect to see lots of those offerings in the next year, 18 months.
Okay, the body will be pleased about that. Trend three is rustic.
Yeah, again, this harkens back to that romantic time. With rustic, for me, it's always going back to mother's table, that euphemism of mother's table. You know, big casseroles, pots that took a long time to cook. We would cook with love, and you could just see her peeling the potatoes and cutting up the meat and the onions and things. And we're hankering back for that. And many, many of our restaurants are offering those kinds of dishes now. The casseroles and the ossobuccos and those types of meals. Again, we'll see that through the next year, year and a half as well.
Those pictures you're putting together, Morris, make me feel quite hungry, right?
They do, don't they? They do.
Okay, that's trend three, rustic, back to peeling the onions. Trend four, minimal.
Yeah, we really don't want fussy food anymore. What we're looking for is a few ingredients that are very, very good. We want the ingredients, as they say now, to shine. We actually want to know that there are beans in it or that there are, you know, pimentos or whatever it is. And we just want a few really good choice ingredients put together in a great dish. And that's what we're looking for. Take out all the fuss and sauces and things that we used to think were great and most probably we'll go back to again in a few years' time.
Great ingredients, but maybe not too many of them. Sounds good. Okay. Trend five, it's shared. What's that?
We're seeing lots and lots of it, have for the last few while. Again, it's this notion that we really have to stick together, and it's big shared plates. Instead of maybe buying a dish or getting a dish which is just for us, we might get a dish for the table, and we all might pick at it. And we're seeing a lot of pickled vegetables and a lot of, you know, falafels and all kinds of things coming onto those plates with very much the thought of sharing it. And we're also seeing design of restaurants and takeaways for that too. We're seeing big tables come in now, where even if we don't know the people, they're called communal tables. We might eat with people that we don't know or encourage people to sit together. So that's all part of this shared. Again, nostalgia, making us feel good, making us feel part of humanity, doing more with less.
Are you forced to be sociable?
Yes, yes, very much. Isn't that a terrible thing?
Trend number six is, now I don't understand what this one is, nose to tail. What on earth is that?
It really is something that's done a lot in Europe, but in Australia and in America was something that was shunned out. We had our main sorts of meats that we would buy, but we really wouldn't use the whole cow, the whole sheep, or the whole goat. And now what we're finding is that many of the dishes and the butchers are now selling literally everything from nose to tail for that animal and trying to make best use of it. We're saying if the animal made that sacrifice already, we should really use everything of it, not just take out the choice cuts. We're seeing lots of beef cheeks, for instance. We're seeing oxtails. We're seeing all kinds of things come onto our restaurants and onto our recipes that we're downloading. And butchers will tell you they're selling more and more of that nose to tail type approach.
Interesting. Okay. Trend number seven, alternate proteins.
This is a real hoop for us in Australia. It's something that I saw a lot of in Asia. And what's happening now is we've been through our usual proteins. We've been through our, you know, sheep and cow and those kinds of things. We've also done some interesting things with our grains like feta and quinoa and other things that we've seen. We're now seeing the rise of insects as being part of the protein mix, which to us may seem unusual. But in Asia, has always been, but is now becoming increasingly common. And what I found in Asia in the last few weeks was that you can buy these things in the supermarket in dehydrated bags. And I saw grasshopper and weaver ants and all kinds of things in a plastic bag, quite beautifully packaged, quite ordinary, and ready to buy. I think we will for some of the food. I don't think this is going to become a mainstream, but many of our food tastes are changing, and I think we will start to see it. In fact, I've seen it on some of the higher-end restaurants who are beginning to do it. Something even as simple as witchetty grubs, which are an indigenous meal, are also making it onto the table.
Lovely. Well, I think I'll leave the insects behind, but the rest of it sounded absolutely fantastic. Some of the food trends for 2015. Boys, it's great catching up. We'll have a chat again in a couple of weeks.
Look forward to it.
Thanks now. Business Futurist.